Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. And Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. When you getting that Twitter fixed, by the way?
I'm working on it.
My gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's, it ain't as easy as you
schools have been built quicker than you changing your freaking Twitter handle.
It's getting there, you know.
We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Yeah, as a front office guy, it'll be good to hear from Randy. Because one thing, Rob, in this whole John Gruden thing, and he's out of the league now, so I get it. But can you, if Bruce Allen was in the league,
he'd be
under fire as well.
Yeah, he'd be out as well.
He'd be gone.
He'd be gone because, and that's the interesting thing. Like Bruce Allen is running a football team, and he's accepting these emails. Never stopped the language, Chris. You know what I mean? Like you could get something and say, "Oh, yo, don't be sending me this." You know what I mean? Like, what is this?
And to work emails too,
which is
he
just
was getting them to work emails,
right? Yeah. This is why that they're were uncovered. A lot of people asking how they get these. Where are these emails? These are work emails,
right? Right, absolutely. And for those that might not know, they're wondering how in the world this thing came about. Well, the Washington football team was under investigation for a toxic culture.
Right, work environment.
Yeah, work environment. And in the midst of, investigating, they found, 650,000 emails.
Somebody has to go through those.
Yes, and Gruden, that's where the Gruden emails came about. And Rob, a lot of people, and rightly so, a lot of people are wondering and thinking, hey, among that many emails, was Gruden really the only one that sent coarse, insulting, negative emails?
Probably
is some
not.
People wonder are wondering if he's the fall guy. Rob G, kind of explain, because this isn't over in that regard.
Yeah, this I know Jason on that, what is that podcast in the morning? What is it called? Straight
Jason Garbage, McIntyre on Straight
What's
Fire?
Oh, Straight Fire. I'm sorry. I thought it was Hot
You never miss Straight Fire.
Right, that's right. No, I heard him say something about him being collateral damage.
Yeah.
So Rob G, explain.
So,
what's going on?
You know, there was that big Washington Post investigative report. This might have been, a year and a half ago now? Detailed a lot of bullying, sexual harassment. It was a really bad scene in the workplace at Washington. So the NFL commissioned its own investigation. They determined that it is a toxic workplace, that they need to be hired to held to a higher standard. However, the NFL also said, we don't want a written report. We don't want anything public. Just give us an oral explanation of your findings. So what the NFL did, which was smart on their part, is they dumped this report, this oral report, on July 1st, heading into a holiday weekend. So by the time anybody realized what was going on, it had already been old news. Nobody cares anymore. You know, Daniel Snyder gets a $10 million fine. He gets moved off of day-to-day operations because he was negligent. And everybody in the front office has to take basically sensitivity training.
Right.
They thought that was the end of it. Now, flash forward to this past week. We don't know exactly who it was or why it happened. But the emails involving John Gruden's commentary were leaked out to the Wall Street Journal.
Now, let me tell you this before people, because I hear this all the time. Well, you know, that's not right to leak. Some of the greatest journalism in this country came from sources, people passing.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this is journalism, okay? Watergate, Chris.
Absolutely.
So when people say that, oh, that ain't right. That's how you get sources and information, or whistleblowers, people who see stuff and then find journalists to be able to send it to them so that they can see it and expose it. So people who
Important, Rob, is it the truth?
Is it that thing?
Is it harmful to society?
Exactly.
Or, you know, in the context of sports, which this was what Gruden was doing, it can be harmful to society.
Sure.
Those types of attitudes. But yeah, that's really,
that makes
this isn't just everyday gossip. You know what I mean? About right. What's going on at the water cooler. This is stuff that's important to society. But
go ahead, Rob
G. So there's a group that wants the rest of the emails made public, correct?
Oh, there's plenty of groups now. I mean, you've had right. Mike Florio from a Pro Football Talk. You had USA Today, Yahoo Sports. They all put out their own opinion pieces saying, look, what John Gruden did was, disgusting, repulsive. His commentary should not be tolerated in the NFL. However, it's very convenient that out of how many was it?
650,000
emails.
Right.
The only commentary that got leaked involved someone who did not work in or around Washington. And in the New York Times, a lot of people pointed this out as well. It says John Gruden and Allen exchanged picture messages, derogatory commentary.
Right.
However, the only person who was actually quoted for their emails was John Gruden.
Right.
So people are upset saying, look, obviously John Gruden deserved what came to him. He's not the only one doing and saying things like this. So let's have the NFL, and the NFLPA actually put out a statement this afternoon or later this evening saying, we want all of those emails, anything that you found, made public so we can decide who or what we should be mad about.
I don't have a problem if they made them all available. And you know what? There will be news organizations, Chris, who will file Freedom of Information Act, right, to try
right,
to get,
right.
to see if they can get, a chance at looking at these emails and whether a judge or whatever grants them that. It's not automatic, but a Freedom of Information Act to try to get access to it. And that's how stories are done sometimes. I remember when they broke a story in Cincinnati about Marge Schott, and you know how the reporter did it when the racist owner who eventually got forced out? You know how they got the information about her and some of the stuff she said? They went through lawsuits, Chris, brought on against her, right? The public record lawsuits. and read line for line. Just read line for line.
Right.
And I would come in every day for 8 hours and read every lawsuit in every line, and then they uncovered stuff that was in this lawsuit, right, which eventually wound up hurting her, that this stuff was said in depositions and all whatnot. So my point is, it's called journalism, and it's tedious. It's a lot of work. But if they did do that, they probably would rope some more people in this who have said some stuff. It is interesting that Daniel Snyder, and maybe he uses personal email, Chris. You never know. Maybe he was smart enough not to, even if he were saying stuff, to put it on the company. I'm just saying, and why he wasn't roped into this.
It's interesting, though, Rob. Like, the NFL, I don't even know, Rob G, maybe you know, how many billions of dollars is the NFL worth? 12 billion, probably more.
It's a $12 billion business.
It's a $12 billion business.
Yes.
And you say, just give us an oral report?
Right.
What? Do you really want to know the truth? Even if I was going to give you an oral report with the best of intentions, I might leave something out, right?
Especially
I might
when
forget
you're talking about
something.
650,000.
Yes. No. If you're going to take this seriously, there needed to be a written report. Rob, what does this remind you of? It's right on. I know it's on the tip of your tongue because you always talk about it when we mention the Patriots.
Right.
Destroying videos.
He destroyed the evidence that they had against the Patriots. So I always said he did it. If it was no big deal, Chris, he also did a disservice to the Patriots. If they would have let us see it, then we could have said, that ain't that big of a deal or whatever. You know what I mean? And make the case.
Right.
But he destroyed it. Roger Goodell had the tapes destroyed. That was a mistake. That should have never happened. We should have been able to look at it.
No.
And we didn't get it. You're right.
Absolutely. And that's what this smacks of. And who does Roger Goodell work for? The owners. One being Daniel Snyder.
Right. No, they pay him.
And I'm not trying to accuse Snyder of something. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense for me to have an oral report if you're really doing a serious investigation. Where in the world does that fly?
Okay,
let me
also explain this to you. Okay, here's another thing. There's two things for people to understand. First, I'm going to say this. This also explains why the NFL were so quick to settle the Kaepernick case, Chris, because if they were...
They didn't want the emails out.
They didn't want the emails
to
have to be exactly.
Absolutely.
And it would have cost them even more because you have discovery.
Who knows what's in those emails? Gruden's the only person in the NFL talking like this? Come on.
They would have had discovery and they would have had to open up all these owners and teams' emails. So I understand why that's why they paid them and were like, we want to get over with this. Here's the second one. And you talk about John Gruden getting caught, right? Caught up. How did Barry Bonds get caught with the steroid thing, Chris? Remember, he never failed a test by Major League Baseball.
Right, right.
They raided Balco in the Bay Area, and his name was in their files.
Right.
That's how Barry Bonds came down. It wasn't an investigation about Barry Bonds. It was never about Barry Bonds.
Right.
It was about Balco. This is the same way John Gruden just got caught up. This is what happens when people start digging and do investigations. Sometimes other people who aren't, they're not even targeting, get caught up in the net.
Rob, leagues are not going to expose any individuals that they don't have to. I was talking with somebody in the NBA front office executive recently, last week, about this. If the league found out one of its top players was using PEDs, they wouldn't put it out there, I don't believe. And look at Mark McGwire. You mentioned the Balco investigation. How were these things uncovered? It was journalists.
Right.
Right? It was there was a journalist that saw some
Andro in
Mark McGwire's locker. And that's how he came. Baseball knew what was going on. Maybe not necessarily McGwire.
But they knew.
Yeah, their thing that it was the 90s. Who knew? Please. Everybody knew about steroids in the 1990s. Right. So my point is, the fact that Gruden did get exposed, was it the league that allowed it or did it, or was it some other league? Who knows? But it is interesting, and people are bringing it up. And what people want, what I want, I'm about fairness. And fairness is that John Gruden should have lost his job. But if he's the only person doing it, that's fair. But if they have evidence of other stuff like this going on with other people, then Gruden should not be the only one to take a hit.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I agree. If the league has information about somebody else and they're withholding it, Chris, I'm with you.
Right.
But it doesn't excuse John Gruden.
No, not at all.
Did.
Right. He was wrong.
He was wrong. And people who keep making that argument, I just don't. He got caught. Chris, everybody speeds down the highway. Does everybody get a ticket? No. But if you were speeding and you get pulled over, they give you a ticket.
Right. But if I speed also, I shouldn't be waving my finger in your face because you got caught. And I speed just as much as you.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm about fairness and I'm about being truthful and not being hypocritical. So, all right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Does the NFL have a responsibility to make the Washington football team investigation findings public? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. I tell you that every day because I mean it. Go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. It offers free battery service. Get this, free battery testing. That's crazy. And free battery charging. That's awesome. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Some people feel like this is only the beginning, John Gruden. We want to see the rest of the 650,000 emails. That's what the NFLPA is saying. Do you want to see them as well? Do you think this thing should be opened up? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
What's up, Uncle Rob? What's up, Uncle Chris? Listen, I think that this is going to open up a whole can of worms. I am interested to see what was said about Kaepernick. I wonder if anything is in there about Kaepernick, about the collusion. I want to see Jerry Jones' email. I want to see a lot of guys.
Well, Jerry Jones was far from condemning Gruden.
Right, and the thing brought up
in his comments
was the collusion, which baseball owners got caught in, Chris, because they sent out they wrote it down on paper. And if there's an email or something saying don't sign Colin Kaepernick,
right,
that would be your collusion evidence. So you're right, Keith, that could be something that could be in there. It's going to be interesting. But I think you're right that this is the tip of the iceberg and a can of worms could be coming. Timmy, in Gilbert, Arizona, which I've never heard of. Gilbert, Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports
Radio. I'm guessing
it's
a suburb of Phoenix. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
There it is.
There you go, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm originally from Alabaster, Alabama.
Alabama. Home of Deontay Wilder.
Man, I ain't even going to get into that. But, you know, I didn't bet no money on it. So.
All right.
Yeah, but I want to say, imagine, like, what these owners say at the NFL owners meeting behind closed doors at private dinners, you know, whatever they do, parties or whatever. Like, it's more out there that's going to come out. Trust me. I know that.
Well, we can imagine what goes on, and whether it comes out. Because, Rob, let's keep it – I mean, look at Robert Kraft, and I'm not saying he's got a trail of dirty laundry like this.
Chris, they
had
video.
But we know what happened.
They had
video.
They had video. He got off, and they didn't – the league did nothing. The league did nothing. They would – Terrell Pryor had tattoos in college,
that's horrible.
He got suspended.
Yeah,
just think about what
– horrible.
He got suspended. He wasn't even in the NFL.
Right.
For getting tattoos and trading his jersey or warm-up jacket for tattoos in college. Just
that
think about
ridiculous.
That.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
I can't believe the union allowed that. That was what bothered me, Chris. because he wasn't under the union jurisdiction at that time.
Well, we know about the NFL union.
Yes,
and Gruden, terrible. Of course, wasn't working for the NFL either during these emails.
No, this
even
is
in 2018
ESPN
was,
time,
but
right.
Still, yeah.
All right,
it's just the look.
Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
So is the NFLPA now like the NSA right now, where we just go through people's emails, we do all that? I mean, I think it's only
because of the investigation. If there's no investigation,
right.
Obviously they can't do that.
You can't check emails.
But
he
was an ESPN employee, so wouldn't you have to go through ESPN employee's emails too?
No, because they came into
the Washington Football
Team. These were ones
office.
He sent to the Washington Football Team, Bruce
yes.
Allen.
You don't, those, but you don't think those that that's going to lead to both?
What
no.
was that? I didn't hear what he said.
He said, will it lead to both? But no.
No, you can't
because
do that.
You can't
not right
that.
Now under the law. You cannot do that. And,
but you,
and you should never be able to do that.
Right. You can investigate
what's
going on.
Hopefully we got our privacy. But when there's a crime or potential crime and there's an investigation, that's when this stuff comes out. And I get what he said. Right? That's when there's collateral damage. And Gruden got caught up in it. And the question is, are there more that should be caught up in this thing? All right, Randy Mueller will join us in a few moments. Former NFL Executive
Definitely
of the Year. Should
him.
Be interesting to hear from him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, he's a former NFL Executive of the Year, a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst nowadays, our friend Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Randy, you ain't got no emails out there that we need to look into, do you?
No, thank goodness. I'm sleeping easy at night, that's for sure. What a crazy, crazy couple hours last night was. Wow.
And let me just say this real quick, Chris. Randy, those kind of emails are going to people's work email, like that kind of stuff. You know, like if you're going to go that route, and nobody's saying that you should, but you wouldn't think that you would use that on your company email or stuff that could be looked into, right? That's the shock.
Yeah, unconscionable. I mean, it's almost too hard for me to even fathom any of the things, and it's not like it's one or two things. Like they said, it's over 7 years, so... Gosh, that's hard to come back from, right? Man, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, he insulted so many different people groups that are represented not only in the league but in the Raiders organization. There are those, including the NFLPA, that want basically all the emails made public, 650,000 of them.
Wow.
Do you think that if that's the case that there will be more findings like this? And that there could be a lot of other people who could be in trouble.
You know, I really doubt it, but I don't know that. I mean, I'm naive enough to think people are good people, right? And so I'd so far removed from any thought process that most of us, you know, have that it's just hard to project. I think in this case, the league had some skin in the game, and so they kind of wanted this taken care of. I don't know that they're going to want all of this out in the public eye if there is more. You know, I think this had to be taken care of, and I think maybe Mark Davis got some confidence behind the scenes to take care of this from the league office itself. So I just can't imagine this playing out in public any more so than it has, but I guess when you've been around as long as we have, nothing would surprise you, that's for sure.
Randy, when you say skin in the game, are you kind of referring to how insulting he was about Roger Goodell?
I think that, and I think the fact that the emails were in their possession, the way I understand it, and they are the ones that kind of sent it to Mark Davis. So
when
the league says we're monitoring, that means we're waiting for you to do something. Trust me, and so they kind of mapped it out, I'm sure, with Mark Davis, and said this is what needs to happen. And if it didn't happen to their satisfaction, I'm sure we would have seen the commissioner and the league act sooner than later.
How about, you know, a lot of people ran to John Gruden's defense. Tony Dungy and Mike Tirico, they stood up and said, oh, no, not this guy and all that. This is before the other shoes dropped. Did you have any kind of relationship with John Gruden? I'm not expecting that he said stuff to you, but, you know, how surprised are you that people really didn't really know him or didn't know this side of him? Did you know him at all, and how surprised are you with the language that he used against other people, the hurtful language?
Yeah. I don't know John well, but we've been in association several times at different areas and different times of our careers. I've never heard him come out with anything like this before, so I was surprised. I think I would never make light of anything he said, so I think some of it probably was said in jest, but the fact that it even entered somebody's mind, you know, yeah. I don't know. I just think there's just too much smoke. When we talk about 7 years, like I mentioned, this dates back, you know, a long time. So these are thoughts that, you know, yeah, I just don't know how you could be part of this league and have those kind of thoughts. I really don't. That's crazy to me.
Randy, what is your, I guess, educated guess, or unless you know, what type of settlement, if any, Gruden will get? I mean, he resigned.
He won't get the $60 million.
Yeah, he certainly won't get the $60 million. Do you think he probably is going to get a couple million, $5 million, $10 million? I don't know.
But away,
like,
what
do you think? Yeah, what do you think financially, or what usually happens in a situation like this?
I don't know, but my guess is it's been a negotiated number. Bob Lamont is John Gruden's agent, so I'm sure they had a conversation. He wasn't probably going to just walk away from it without something. That number, I don't think we'll ever find out. And to be honest with you, I don't know how important that even is. But at this time, I just know how business is done at the highest level. And those negotiations and those things are going to be done. And whatever the number was to walk away, it's not really important to me. The damage is done at this point. So I think in the end, there is a chance, and don't forget, this is a franchise that hired the first African-American head coach who had woman CEO who has a history on the positive side of all of this stuff. That's
don't
why
forget
so
the first Hispanic coach as well, Tom Flores.
That's right, who's going into Hall of Fame. So there's so many pluses that the Raiders have. And what I was going to say is I just think there is, in the back of my mind, a reason to believe this could be a positive change, not only for them, but maybe a little bit of a rallying cry for others. I just know how these things are within a building. And if they have leadership, if there's anybody else in that building with any leadership skills at all, I think there's a chance to bring people together. I know that I would relish that as a GM. I would like to have that conversation with the players, with everybody involved going forward. I think there's some positive that we can all gain from it. And maybe I'm naive to think it could work in their favor long run. But that's what I view. That's what my perspective is, that I think it could. Now, unfortunately, you know, Mike Mayock has never been a GM before, so it's not like he's got a lot of things to draw from.
Right.
This hasn't happened. He hasn't been around it a lot. So hopefully somebody in that building will have the leadership capability to make, make this thing into a positive down the road. And I'm not putting light on what's been said, but they got to win games too. That's part of the
that's
whole
their business,
as well.
Right? That's their business, no doubt about it. How about what Tampa Bay did today? The Buccaneers said, "Hey, this is not who we are. Doesn't represent our organization whatsoever, and we're taking John Gruden's name down from the Ring of Honor that they're not having it." How surprised are you that the Bucs did it? I mean, this guy won them their first Super Bowl, and how swiftly and quickly they, detached themselves from John Gruden.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of debate, Rob. I just don't think that there's really a defense for it. It's not like we need to go to court for this one. We have it in front of us. It's been authenticated, so we know there's, no secrets. It's there, so. I'm not surprised by it, maybe with the swiftness and the timing of it, but hey, he spent years there, or no matter the results, you know, were like you say, they won a Super Bowl, but this is something that you just can't have part of really life in general, but definitely not part of the greatest team sport there is in the world. So, you know, I think it probably sends the message that, hey, we take this stuff seriously. And again, maybe there's some positive from it, but I credit them for doing what they think's right and acting swiftly.
Randy, let's get one football question in before you go. Last night, great comeback win
Man.
From the Ravens. And Lamar Jackson, you know, the knock on him from many, including myself, has been, will he ever become, you know, a top flight passer? And I think this year he has been that. His work ethic is showing in that he really is improving in the areas that, you know, he hasn't been good at before. What do you – I think with the way he's playing, they're a championship contender. Are you – just talk about his growth as a passer. And it seems like every year he gets better and better as a player and gets rid of one of his weaknesses.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think last night we saw a maturation process in front of our eyes. The thing, and you can talk about the numbers, I mean, 86% completion, 442 yards. Let me just compare that quickly. 442 yards, the Chicago Bears have 566 in 5 weeks.
Wow. So, you know, what?
Yeah.
I believe
566
it.
In five games. So that was one heck of a night. But the thing that jumped out at me most was this kid stayed in the pocket. He was comfortable in there. There was no panic. And I wouldn't say he panicked in the past, but he's such a good athlete. He would take off sometimes early. I saw a little different Lamar last night in that the poise in the pocket showed me that this guy understands it, and he's trying to get better at it. And if teams are going to not rush me and let me have time in the pocket, I'm going to find a way to make them pay. And that will make him more complete than ever before. So I agree with you. He's on the trend, obviously rising now. And the fact is that they don't have the running game they once had. Their offensive line isn't what it once was. He's doing it. It's on his shoulders. So I commend him. I thought it was awesome. It was fun to watch.
Great stuff, Randy. We appreciate your time, man. Thanks for the comments.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks so much.
All right. The Bad Boys of Baseball are back in the ALCS. Who's the evil empire? But is that necessarily a bad thing? It's the Odd Couple. We'll get into that next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the Houston Astros are doing damage. What are your thoughts on this? I mean, they're back in the ALCS.
Fifth year in a row, Chris. Incredible.
Unbelievable.
And it is. And the scandal, and they made it last year. Remember, they didn't play that well during the regular season. They were 28, 29, and 31. They made it in because baseball had 16 teams make the playoffs. And they got all the way to the ALCS. Were down 0-3, Chris. Came back and lost in a Game 7. So they almost made it to the World Series last year. And now here they are again against the Red Sox in the ALCS 5 years in a row. And, I had put something on my social media on Instagram. I'd written a column about the dilemma about wanting to see Dusty Baker win a championship. He's been a great manager, but not really wanting to see the Astros win because of what they did. And I was surprised, and maybe it was a lot of Astro fans, people are like, get over it, all right already, all right, you got to forget it. It happened, they made a mistake, it's not the same manager, it's not the same front office people, there's some different players.
A lot of the same players.
So the star players, Chris, are all the same. Bregman, right. Altuve, those guys are still there. I mean, let's not act like they whitewashed the team. And brought in 26 new people. So, yeah, it is interesting. I'm sure a lot of people don't want to see. It's a very interesting thing because it's the Red Sox against the Astros. And the Red Sox had their own little scandal as well.
Right. They both had their scandals, what I mean? In being consecutive years.
Remember, Cora got fired from it, and then they hired him back.
Yep. I think, Rob, and to me, and it's interesting because we've been talking about the John Gruden situation.
Right.
This is where leadership comes in. And this is where, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. The Major League Baseball exhibited poor leadership in this situation because the players were not punished for cheating. The manager was punished. Was it the president or the GM? The president, I think, was punished, but the players weren't.
No, the GM and the manager and GM were fired.
So the GM and the manager, they were the ones that took the brunt of this. All right, and that, look, Rob, again, if they had been punished, you would be able to cheer for them with a clean conscience. And you wouldn't have this dilemma. And any fans that are out there wondering, questioning, torn, they wouldn't have those same emotions. When Michael Vick came back and played football after serving his punishment, people could cheer for him with a clean conscience. And we can't do that with the Astros because I think there was poor leadership
in that regard. Now, I will say this about the Astros, Rob. They chose the right manager. Not only because Dusty Baker is a great manager, and like you said, has been in several stops, but because he's likable.
He might be the most likable guy in the game,
right,
Chris.
There you go. Might be. I was going to say, like, you can't help but like Dusty Baker. It was that way when he was a player. And he was a very good player. He wasn't like a Hall of Fame player.
No.
He was a very good
player. Very good player, yep.
Right. But a lot of times, those, like you said, those are the guys that guys gravitate to and that are popular and that fans love. He was just a great guy as a player, and he's been that way as a manager. So in trying to erase that image, I'll give the Astros credit in that. They couldn't have hired a better guy for that.
I agree with that. And Dusty's been a part of so much baseball history. I think, Chris, I mentioned this. He's a part of the starting the high five with Glenn Burke when he was with the Dodgers. Those two guys were the first people. This is as you know,
documented by MLB Bro.
That's right.
Because you need to know.
And he also was on deck when Hank Aaron hit home run number 715. He was on the Braves then. So he's been around a lot of stuff.
How about that for a letdown at bat?
Huh? What? After Hank?
You got to go up after Hank.
I know. After Hank just hit that home run. And the whole country
went bonkers. What did Dusty do? Do you know what he did?
No,
I wonder what he did.
That's a good question. That's a great question.
We got to get that box score. But.
And if you've ever seen that, and I'm sure you have, but do you know who the reporter is who interviews Hank Aaron? Do you see the reporter who interviews Hank Aaron after
was
he hit
it you?
Home? No, come on. What do you mean it wasn't me?
In 1970, you were only about 23 back then.
Yeah, I was about 10 years old in 1974.
No, I don't know.
The late, great Craig Sager.
Really?
He was doing
local. Wow, how old was Sager at that time?
Sager was doing local Atlanta. It's Steve DeSager there? It's the local TV in Atlanta, Chris. Yeah. He did the
many years.
Game.
He's got one of those very old tape recorders standing at home plate, hoping to talk to him when he crosses home.
Can you?
Were the tape recorders huge back then?
You know, like those ones you could hold it in your palm, but it's pretty big. It ain't like a handheld. It's big, right? The Sager.
And of course, Hank didn't stop and talk. I mean, there was a lot going on. First off, Hank's mother gave him this huge hug, and she later said, because of all the death threats, that, you know, if my baby's going to go, I'm going to go with him.
Let me tell you something.
What was this Sager doing? Was he like a sideline?
That would be Craig Sager.
Even at that?
Steve DeSager was certainly not covering the Atlanta Braves in 1974.
Craig Sager. Right. My bad.
Yeah, no, he was like a
Yeah.
He was a local.
He was in LA.
Like,
I think
like
that's how he.
Guy or?
That's how he started with TBS TNT, right? Because he happened to be in Atlanta, right?
Yep, he was an Atlanta guy. Yep, it was amazing. But anyway, that hug by his mother, one of the all-time great hugs by a mom. I mean, she's not only
happy for you, but want to keep you safe. You know,
no doubt about it. It was unbelievable.
So Rob, okay, who you got? Who you like in the?
I'm gonna go with the Astros over the Red Sox from Dust, just because of Dusty. Period.
All right. Yeah, I mean your predictions for all you out there. Don't put any shekels on that because Rob's predictions have been, his teams are gone. I mean mine are still alive, hanging on for dear life, right? Hanging on, but I got the Dodgers. All right, we got an hour left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.